Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Tzadi Hey. We were on the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. About six lines from the very bottom. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna explained, talking about Sanherev and King Chizkiyahu. Sanherev came with a huge army, laid siege to Jerusalem, and then God sent an angel to kill 185,000 of the soldiers. Yeah. That's an interesting question. Yeah, I don't know.
You need another day off?
You want to fast? What do you want to do?
No, we don't.
We have enough. We're good.
We don't.
We add them to the circuit.
185,000 soldiers get killed by an angel, right? We don't have a holiday. That's an interesting point.
And some Gedalia we do.
Yeah, very interesting. So, I don't know. It's a good question. Amar Rav Huna said, Eser Masos Nasa Oso Rasha Boso Ayom. That day, Sanherev was getting, you know, tremendous success from heaven. He went through a journey of what would have been 10 days in one day. He hit 10 spots on one day. Shanamar's, the verse says, Baal ayis ever b'migron l'michmash yafkid kelav avru ma'abara geva malon lanu harada harama giva sha'u nasa tzali kolich bas galim. Hakshiva Laisha Ania Anasos Nadida Midimona Yoshve Hagavim Heizu. So the Gemara says, one second. Hanituva Haven, that's more than 10. So the Gemara answers, Tzali Kolich Bas Galim is really not locations that he went through. But Navyu de Kamala Knesset Yisrael. This is something that the prophet is telling the Jewish people. Tzali Kolich, lift up your voice in celebration, Bas Galim, the daughter of the waves. Vito shel Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, the daughter of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, she'asu mitzvos kegali hayam. Why they call galim? Galim are waves. They did mitzvos like the ocean, like the waves of the ocean. Hakshiva Laisha. What does that mean? Mehai lo tistafi. Don't be worried about Sanherev, but worried about the Laish, about the lion. Istafi minevuchadnetzar harasha dematul kariyeh, who's compared to a lion. Shenamar, as the verse will describe, Nebuchadnezzar, Allah Aryeh Misovcho, the lion rose from where he was crouching. My Aniyah Anasos, what does that mean, Aniyah Anasos? What that means is, Asad Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiah. Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiah is destined to come and talk about this, and Misnapei Allah, he's going to prophesize about Nebuchadnezzar. And where does Yirmiyahu live? He lives in Anatot, the Chsiv, as it says, Divri Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiah min HaKohanim, Asher ba'Anatot be'eretz Binyamin. These are the words of Yirmiyahu, son of Chilkiah. He was one of the Kohanim. He lived in Anatot, in the land of Binyamin. So the Gemara asks, Midami, how could you say that this is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar? Asam Ari, Nebuchadnezzar is called a lion. Allah Aryeh Misovcho. HaChalayish, here he's called a Laish. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan said the Laish is a lion. Shisha Shemos Yesh La'ari. There are six names for lion. Eluhain, Ari, Kfir, Lavi, Laish, Shachal, and Shachatz. Iyachi, if so, so now Batsulu. Now it's not 10 stops that he made in one day. It's actually 9. So my answer is Ivru Ma'avare, Tartininu. These are two different places. Okay, that's one point. So it was an amazing thing that God was helping Sanherev get to Jerusalem, to lay siege around Jerusalem. And the Gemara is about to say that had Sanherev pressed his advantage that day, he would have won. But he laid off. And then already the next day was too late. So what happened? The verse says in Yeshayahu, Od hayom benov la'amod. There's yet one more day in Nov to stand. So this is a reference, we're going to see, to a very sad story that during the days of King Shaul, he was upset with David HaMelech, with his, at the time, his musician David, and he suspected that David was going to replace him, so he decided to pursue David and to kill David. So David runs for his life, and he gets to a city of priests called Nov. They don't know that Shaul has, you know, is now after David. They just think he's one of Shaul's men, and he needs help. So they give David food to eat, they give him, provisions. So one of the advisors of Shaul, Doeg Adomi, does know that Shaul is all paranoid, and he tells Shaul, you know, the people of Nov with the Kohen Gadol are being disloyal, they're on David's side, they're trying to help him, they're not there for you. And Shaul goes and kills out the entire city of Nov and all the Kohanim, as well as the Givonim, the non-Jews who would help them. So the verse says, Od Hayom B'Nov La'amod, Amar Ravuna explained, Oso Hayom Nishtayer Me'avona Shel Nov. The truth is, David HaMelech has some guilt here. It's true that he was trying to save his life and he was in danger, but, you know, he did cause an entire city to get killed. So there was guilt there, and therefore his descendants deserved to be wiped out. So Amri Le'Kaldai, there was one last day of that guilt. So the stargazers, the sorcerers, the people from the Chaldean nation, they said to Sanherev, if you continue to press your advantage, if you go today, you will defeat Chizkiah, the descendant of David. But if you don't go today, you're not going to be able to defeat him. So, as we mentioned, a path that should have taken 10 days, Saga B'chad Yoma, he was able to do in one day. So he's there at Jerusalem. Kimatul Yerushalayim, when Sanherib and his army got to Jerusalem, Sharli Bistraki, so they put sheets, mattresses underneath him, lots and lots and lots of mattresses, at the Salik V'yasim Yulishura, until he was sitting higher than the wall of Jerusalem. So he was so elevated by all these mattresses, he was able to look down at Jerusalem. At the Chazi L'kuli Yerushalayim, he saw the entire city of Jerusalem. Kichazia, when he saw it, Izuchabeini. So then he said, hey, you know, this is small in my eyes. This is not much. Amr, he said, Halo, da, hi, kirasa, Yerushalayim. It's this, the city of Jerusalem. Da, la, irgishis, kal mashirisi, that for its sake, I worked up all of my people. And for its sake, I conquered all these different capitals. But, you know, this is weaker and this is smaller than all those cities that I conquered. So, you know, what's the big deal? This is Jerusalem. I mean, that's going to be pretty easy for me to conquer it, to conquer. It's Kofi Adi Allah.
If you tell Chinese Yerushalayim, you think like half of America.
Right, that's right. The Kamu Manid Biroshe, so he got up and he waved, you know, he shook his head. Movilu Maisi Biyadi, and he waved his hand to and fro. Altur Beis Mikdasha de Bitzion, about the mountain of the Beis HaMikdash, that's in Zion, Valaz Rasa de Yerushalayim, and the courtyard in Yerushalayim. Amri, he said, you know what, this, Nijde Beyada, the other people said to him, Nijde Beyada Ha'idna, let's go attack it today. Amluhu, he said to them, Tmihisu, you know, you are all worn out, you've gone through a 10-day journey in one day, you're tired, this is the nothing thing. Tomorrow, each one of you is going to bring for me one of the shaky stones. And that itself, we're going to take apart the entire wall. And we'll destroy it. So that day, he didn't go. Now, that was the last day when the sin of Nov was still going to cause the Jews to fail. But if he didn't use that day, the next day already God's not going to think of the sin of Nov. So it was already too late. So Miyad right away, Vayiba Lailahu, on that night, Vayitzim Alach Hashem, the angel of God went out, Vayach Machna Ashur, and he kills in the camps of the Assyrians, Mea Ushmonim V'chamisha Alaf, 185,000 soldiers. Vayashkim Baboka, the Jews wake up in the morning, Vinei Kulam Pekarim Meisim, and everybody is dead bodies. Amar Rav Papa said, Anadam Yenshi, this is what people say, Bas Dina, if you delay a judgment, you know, you have a chance to close the deal. You don't. But Bas Dina, then the judgment gets annulled. It doesn't happen. You know, had Sancheriv pressed his advantage when the sin of Nov was still there against the descendants of David, he could have won. The next day already it was gone. I was listening on the car yesterday to Rabbi, the rabbi from the OU. What's his name? Rabbi Elephant, right. So he said that he saw commentators explain that the pshat is that since we learned yesterday that Chizkiyahu had taught a tremendous amount of Torah, so Chizkiyahu was a righteous king, whereas Shaul wasn't such a good king. He didn't live up to what a king should live up to. So the merit of Chizkiyahu of having taught so much Torah really annulled this sin of what had happened with Nov. And so, you know, it was there for a day, but after that day already wasn't going to be there because of the merit of what Chizkiyahu had done. Torah can protect us from all sorts of dangers. Amen. All right, so now we have another story, again with the term Nov. And this is about the brother of the giant Goliath. We know that there was a big giant Goliath in Emek Ha'alah, and David HaMelech killed him with a slingshot. So there's a story about Yishbi Benov. The verse says, Yishbi Benov, Asher Bilidei HaRafa, who was one of the sons of the giant, Mishkal Kino, and the weight of his spear was Shalosh Meos Mishkal Nechoshes, was 300 shekels of copper in weight. V'hu Chagur Chadasha, and he, wearing a new sword, Vayomer Lakosis David, thought he could kill David. My V'Yishbi Benov, what's this guy's name? Yishbi Benov? Sam Rav Yudam Rav, Isha Baliskenov. He also was a man who had power because of the crime of what had happened in Nov. And David had guilt for having caused the death of the entire city of priests. So this is this guy Yishbi. I'm the Kadosh Baruch Hu David. Hashem tells David, Ad masa yiyeh avon zeh tamun biyadecha. How long are you going to keep having this sin of having caused the death of an entire city? Al yadcha through you, nerga Nov, ira kohanim. Nov, the city of the kohanim, was killed. Val yadcha through you, Nitra Doeg Edomi, Doeg the Edomite, because he said his various Lashon Hara. Because of him, he ended up also getting lost on the world to come, as we learned in the first Mishnah. Al Yadcha Nergu Shaul V'Shloshes Banim. Ultimately, because of you, Shaul and his three sons get killed. So God gives him a choice. Ritzoncha Yikalu Zarecha, if you want, your descendants will be wiped out. Or you yourself will be handed over to an enemy. Amalafanavsi said to him, listen, Ribono Shalom, master of the world, Mutav emaser biyad oyev, lo yikal azari. I'd rather be handed to an enemy than my descendants to be wiped out. So what happened? It was like this. Yom Achada, one day, Nafak Lishkor Bazai. David went to Shkor Bazai. Rashi explains that it's a either a village or it was to go hunting. Asasat, and it was a Friday. He wanted to go hunting to buy, you know, to catch something for Shabbos. So the Satan came. Itmile Kitavya, he appeared like a deer. Patak Begira, he fired at the Satan an arrow. Velamate couldn't catch him. So he kept firing at this deer and running after it. So Mashche, so the deer, namely the Satan, dragged him out. Adim Tail Eretz plished him. Once he got to the land of the Philistines, Kedachazi Yishbi Benov, when Yishbi Benov saw David, the enemy of the Philistines, in the land of the Philistines, Amar Hainu Hai Dekatel Agatlas Achi, this is the guy who killed my brother Goliath. So Kafte, so he tied him up. Kamte, he bent him. Osve, he sat him down. The Shadya Tute Be Badya. And he seated David underneath the grinding stones of an olive press. He used to have olive presses all over, so he put David under that big round stone, and he was going to crush him. How? He sat on the olive press. Yishbi Benov, this giant, sat on the olive press to crush David. This Avidle Nisa, a miracle happened. Machale aramitute, the ground underneath him became soft and he sank onto the ground. Nothing happened to him. Hanadiksiv, that's the verse. Tarchiv tzadai tachtai velo madu karsulai. My feet did not disappoint me. You will expand my steps beneath me. Hahu yom ha'apanya demali Shabbos ha'avad. That was a day that was right before Shabbos. It was a Friday. Avishai ben Tzruya, the nephew of David and one of his generals, havekochayef reisha b'dal gar b'demaya. He was washing his hand, his face, it's washing his head in four sa'as of water. Hazinu katmei damas. He saw these bloodstains. Ikudami, others say, Asa Yona, a dove came, atrif kamei, and started beating its wings in front of him. Amar, he said, Knesset Yisrael Yonim Tila. The Jewish nation are compared to a dove. Shenamar, it says, Kanfa Yona Nechba Bekesem. The wings of a dove surrounded in silver. Shemami, now, so I see the dove in Malka of Yisrael, the dove king of Israel, but Tzara, Shari, he's in great pain. Asa Lubeis, they say, he went to his house. Below Ashkechei, and he couldn't find David. Amar, so he said, one second, tonight we're going to Mishnein Roch, when Al-Susovin, Yoshin Al-Kisovin, Mishtam Shem Yisharvito, that you're not allowed to sit, ride on the horse of the king. You can't sit on the throne of the king. You can't use his scepter. But here, I want to use his animals that are fast to try to save him. Shas HaSakonamai, what about a time of danger? Asa Shol Be Midrashah, so he went and he asked in the yeshiva, Amar, they said, Shas HaSakonamai, Shaper Dami. When it's a dangerous time, you can certainly use the king's stuff. So Rafi Lepradeh, so he got onto the king's mule. He started riding him. The Kamva Azlan, he started running to try to find David. Kavtzalei Ara, they got a miracle. The land moved for them. Bakhadi de Kamazgi, so while he was rushing, Chazi La'arpa, he saw this old lady, Arpa, the sister of Ruth. Ime, the mother of Yishbi Benovin Golias. Davan Avla, she was spinning wool. Ki Chazite, when she saw this Jewish guy riding on a mule, Pisaka the Pilkate, Shidata Iluve. She took off her spindle and she threw it at him. Why? Because several amygdala, because she wanted to kill him. Why? Because he's a warrior. So she missed him. So then she had the chutzpah. She said, Amrali Elam, hey young man, I sleep plach pitke. Bring me back my spindle. So what did he do? So I sleep plach, bring me back my spindle. So patke. So he stabbed it into her head and he killed her. Karchazia Yishbi Benov. When Yishbi Benov saw Avishai, I'm sorry, coming up, Amar, he said, okay, one second. Hashtavu Beitrain. So now there are two of them. There's David, who escaped the olive press, and there's Avishai. So Vakatlanli. They're going to kill me. So patki le David le'ela, so he threw David up. V'datze le'rumche, and he put the spear down beneath. Amar, he figured, Napoli, gravity's going to bring him down. V'nikli's going to die on my sword. Amar, Avishai Shem, so Avishai said the name of God. Ukmi le David ben Shmaya la'ara, and he suspended David between heaven and earth. V'name le'i, why didn't David say a name? We have a rule. Einchav v'shmatz motziyatz m'beisu asurim. A person who himself is in jail doesn't have the presence of mind to get himself out of jail. Amalei, my boy is Sachi. So he said to him, what are you doing here? Amalei, he said to him, Achi, Amalei, kutshabrichu, v'achi ahajule. So he said, this is what God said to me. Do you want your descendants to die, or do you want yourself to be caught by your enemies? I said, I want to be caught by my enemies. Amalei, Savisha said, apich tzlusich. Why don't you flip your prayers? You should flip your prayers. That instead, you should your grandson should suffer. So I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. I'm sorry. So Bar Brach Kira Lisbon, Vatlo Titzdar. People say, let your grandson sell wax and you not have pain. I'm Leis. He said, okay. Iyachi Saya Badan. So why don't you help us? So that's what the pasuk says. And it says, Vayazer Lo Avisha Ben Tzruya. Avisha Ben Tzruya helped David. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Sha'azor B'tfila. He helped him in his prayer. Amar Avishai Shem, then Avishai said another name of God, V'achd, and he brought David down. Have a karad of Basrayu. So now, Yishbi Benov was chasing them. Kimatu Kubi, when they got to this place called Kubi, Amri Kumbe, they said, okay, let's stand and fight against him. Kimatu Beitrei, when they get to a place called Beitrei, or some say it's Beitar, Ami betray Gurion katluhu. They said, can the two of us together kill him? Right, betray Gurion with two young lions. Katluhu, can you kill a big lion? Amrile, they said to him, Zilishtakach l'arpa imech bekibra. Go look to Arpa, your mother. She's already in the grave because Avishai killed her. Kiatku leishmedi ime. Once they mentioned that his mother was dead, kachashcheva, his strength got weakened. The kotle, they were able to kill him. Hanedukziv, that's what the verse says. Az nishbou anche David lo lemor. Then the people of David made him swear, lo titse odi tanu l'milchama, don't go out anymore for war. Veloti kavet near Yisrael, so that the candle of Israel never be in danger of going out. Yeah, David, a question.
Who was this Avishai?
He was David's nephew, and he was one of his generals. Tsruya was David's brother-in-law.
But he got killed, right?
Avishai?
Avishai.
I don't remember. Not in this instance. Tana Rabbanan lived in a brisa. Shlosha kaftzu lehem ha'aretz. There are three people that the ground, you know, jumped for them, and they were able to cover a large amount of space in a very limited amount of time. Eliezer Eved Avram, Eliezer the servant of Avram, Yaakov Avinu, Avishai ben Tsruya, and Avishai ben Tsruya. Avishai ben Tsruya had amar, and Avishai ben Tsruya, what we just said. Eliezer Eved Avram, d'chsev avo hayom el ha'ayin. Eliezer says, I came today to the spring. The name of Dahu Yom Anafat. That day he left Be'er Sheva, and that very day he gets to the spring to find Rivka. And Yaakov Avinu Dechsiv, Yaakov, the very famous Psukim, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana, Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva and he went to Harana, that means he arrived in Harana. And then it says, Vayetze Yivgaba Makom, he came to the place of Beit El, Vayelech Shem, and he went to sleep there, Kivah Hashemesh, for the sun had set. So how could that be? He already was at Haran. The answer is, Kimat L'Haran, when he got to Haran, Amr, he said, could I be there? I walked past Beit El, I walked past the place where my ancestors prayed, and I didn't pray there. So Boyle Mehevi wanted to go back. So how did he get back that far? The answer is Kvitzaderach, even the hero Bedai Tila Meheder. Once he thought in his mind to go back, Kafzale Ara, the earth jumped for him. Then right away he met the place. Davar Acher, another explanation. What is the meaning of the words Vayivgaba Makom? In Pegia Ela Tfila, the word Pegia means to pray. Shenamar, as it says, Vatal Tutbalel Ba'adam Azeh, and you do not pray for this people. Val Tisa Ba'adam Rino Tfila, and don't lift for their sake a song and a prayer. Val Tivgabi, don't pester me. Vayal and Shami went to sleep there, Kiva Hashemesh, for the sun had set. Basa Ditzali, after he prayed, Boilem Ahedri, wanted to turn back. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, so God said, one second, Sadik Zebala Beis Maloni, such a righteous person comes to my, you know, hotel. Yipater Balolina, is he going to leave without my hosting him to sleep over? Yad Ba Hashemesh, immediately the sun set. That's what the verse says, Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh, and the sun rose for him. Chilo Bilvad Zarcha, did the sun only shine for him? Lo Kol Olam Kulo Zarcha, the sun only shines for the whole world. Amar Rav Yitzchak explained, Shemesh Sheba Ba'avuro, the sun that set for his sake, Zarcha Ba'avuro, shone for his sake. Okay, so David switched his prayer. He had initially said, I want to be caught myself, protect my children. Then Avishai told him that was a mistake. So he switched it. So were David's descendants wiped out? The Gemara asks, so Minalan Dekali Zara did David. Where do we see that David's descendants were all wiped out? So it's later. There was a wicked queen. Her name was Atalia. The verse says, Atalia aim Achaziahu. Ra'ataki mate bina. Atalia, the mother of Achazia, saw that her son died. Ra'atakam va'te'abed et kol zera ha'mamlacha. She got up and she killed out all the descendants of the king. That's all of David's descendants. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Vo'ishtayr le'yoash. But there was the famous Yoash who survived. So the Gemara answers, Hasamnami, so even in terms of Nov, Ishtayer Evyatar, the Kohen Evyatar also survived. The Chassidus, it says, Vayimaleit ben Echad la'Achimelech ben Achituv, and one child of Achimelech, son of Achituv, escaped, Ushmo Evyatar, his name was Evyatar. Am Rav Yehuda, my Rav, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Ilmalei lo Nishtayer Evyatar la'Achimelech ben Achituv, If Eviatar had not been, had not survived, then lo nishtayim yizaros shel David, saridu parit. Then if the last Kohen of Nov would have been wiped out, then all of David's family also would have been wiped out. Am Rav Yehuda Marav. Okay, now going back to Sancherev. Rav Yehuda Marav said, Balem Sancherev Harasha ba'arbayim v'chamisha elaf ish b'nei melachim. The wicked Sancherev came with 45,000 people who were princes. Yoshvim b'krono shel zahav. They were all sitting in golden chariots. V'imayim shiglonos v'zonos. They had with them prostitutes and queens and dogs that they would have intercourse with. Uveshmonim elef giborim levushei siryon klifa. Plus another 80,000 heroes, you know, mighty people, wearing coats of armor. Uveshishim elef achuzei cherev ratzum lefanav. Plus another 60,000 infantrymen running in front of him. Vashar parashim. Plus lots of horsemen. V'chein bo'al Avram. Such a huge army was also what attacked Avram Avinu when he fought against the four kings. V'chein asidim lavon Gog u'Magog. And such a huge army is going to come with Gog u'Magog. V'masni satan rebaisa was taught orech machaneu, the length of his camp, was arba meos parse, 400 parsa. Rochav tzavar susav, the horses standing neck to neck, was arbayim parsa, was 40 parsa. And sach machaneu, the total size of his army, besides the infantrymen and the chariots, etc., was masayim v'shishim ribu alafim, 260 10,000s, in other words, 2.6 million, chaser chad, missing one. What does that mean? So, Boya Baya. Baya had a question. Chaser Chadribo, missing 110,000, so that's 2 billion, they say?
Yeah.
This is 2 million.
Art Scroll says 2 billion. And the.
Take him.
And Steinzelt says 2 million. Okay. Well, 200 times 10,000 is how much?
Seven zeros.
2 million.
No, it's 7 zeros. So 2 billion.
2 billion. Why is it 7?
10,000 is 4.
It's
2 million. 2 million. 2 million. So 2 million. So it's a mistake in the art scroll. So, Boya, I had a question. Chaser Chadri was missing 110,000. Chaser Chad Alpha missing 1,000. Chaser Mea missing 100. Or Chaser Chad are missing 1. Take, we don't know. All right, Tana, we lived in a Bryce. There were so many of these people and so many chariots. Rishonim Avru Besechi. The first group swam across the Jordan. Shenamar V'chalaf B'Yehuda Shetef V'Avar V'Avar. Emtsayim, the second group, because the first group took out so much water, Avru B'Koma, they walked standing up. And the last group, there were so many that they kicked up dirt with their feet. They didn't even have any water left to drink until they brought water from somewhere else and they drank. Shanama, as the verse says, Ani karti vishasisi mayim. Ask the Gemara. V'haksiv, but it says, the angel of God went out, he killed 185,000. In the morning, the Jews see everybody's dead. So it's not 2.599 million. It's only 185,000. Those were the officers. The heads of companies was 185,000. But really, it was millions of soldiers. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, "Dekanami dichsiv." We can also prove this, as it says, "B'mishmanav razon." In his inside was hunger. B'mashminim deispahu, namely among the cream, the leaders that they had. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, "Dekanami dichsiv." Vayishlach Hashem malach veikachid kol giber chat, and Hashem sent an angel and he destroyed all the gibor chayil v'nagid v'sar b'machaneh. Vayavo beis Elohav. And he came to to his own house of his own God. They came to the house of his own God, and in fact, there he was killed by his own children. That's what happened to Sanherib. So those who came out of his own bowels killed him with a sword. Shema mina, that is a proof that who were killed, vayikachei kol gibor, all the leaders were killed, but not all of the soldiers. Vamehi kam, how did the angel, what's the earliest time for tefillin this morning? 6:14, okay.
2 billion or 2 billion?
I said 6:21, right?
All right. Vayakim Bacherev, he killed them. Bameikam, what did the angel use to hit all these people? Reb Elezer Omer Biyadikam, Reb Elezer said he used the hand. Shenemar, as the verse says, Vayar Yisrael Sayada Gdola. The Jews saw the great hand, Ayad Shasidili Parmiat Sancherev. That's the hand that will be destined to punish Sancherev. Reb Yeshua Ed Omer Beetzbaikam, he hit them with a finger. Shenemar, as it says, Vayomer Achartamun Paro Etzba Elohim He. This is the finger of God, Etzba Shasid Liparmi Sancherev, the finger that's destined to punish Sancherev. Reb Elezer ben Osh Reb Yosef Glili Omer, Reb Elezer ben Osh Reb Yosef Glili says, Amalah Kodesh Baruch Hu LeGavriel, God told the angel Gavriel, who's in charge of heating up the world to ripen fruit, Magelcha Netusha, is your sword, you know, sharpened? Amalafanav Yisrael, Ribbono Shel Olam, Netusha Vomedes, Mishesh Shemei Bereishis, it's sharpened and it's been ready since the 6 days of creation to kill all these people. It was the time for fruits to ripen. God told Gavriel, when you go out to warm the world, to kill the fruits, kill the people of Sancherev. As it says, as he's passing, he will take you. He will pass through every morning. Zoe Hevin Shmua. Okay, Amar Rav Papa said, "I'm an inchi." That's what people say. Agav Urchach, the Baal Devavach Ishtama. Along your way, you know, inform your enemy. And some say, "Bechotman Nashaf Bahem." With their noses, he was enraged with them. Umeis, he blew at them. Umeis, when they all died. Shneimer, it says, "Vegam Nashaf Bahem." Vayivashu. Rabbi Yirmi Barab Amar Kapayim Sabak Lemu Mesu. He clapped his hands and they died. Shneimer, as it says, "Vegamani Akek Kapil Kapi Vani Chosi Chamasi." Okay, we'll continue at this point tomorrow. Okay, Rabbi Chanan.